Welcome to TPTV Finance, where we're joined by Ben Kumar, who's an investment manager at Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Ben?
Very good, Zach. You?
I'm very well. I'm still recovering from the shock of the latest inflation figures. 2.9% up, expected 2.7%, and a three-year high.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably no surprise. Lots of people have been forecasting it for some time. I think the emphasis will be on the words temporary when the Bank of England start looking at these kind of numbers. We lived for a long period of time with 5% inflation, and all it meant was that Sir Mervyn King at the time had to write a few letters once a year. I think we'll be in a very similar position this time. The Bank of England is not going to want to do anything.
Right, and does it have a good excuse in terms of the political situation now?
Well, I think raising rates to tackle inflation in a potentially slowing economic environment is something that would be seen by most central bankers, or orthodox central bankers, as pretty unwise. Mark Carney's shown he prefers to do nothing and wait and see what the data says. So I think perfect excuse. Lower rates will remain here, and inflation will keep being told that it's temporary.
And who are the winners and losers out of this as far as, let's say, UK companies or sectors?
Well, I mean, I think the big loser, and we saw it actually in the Visa credit card spending data from yesterday, is the consumer. So those businesses that are facing the consumer, possible exception of supermarkets, which have probably will still continue to do better than they have over the past few years. Those retail facing sectors are going to be the ones affected. People are still buying fewer goods. They are buying fewer white goods, fewer electrical goods, fewer clothes. I think all of those high street brands and even online brands are going to suffer.
Right, and obviously the other event at the moment, we're in the run-up to the FOMC meeting. Is that's a done deal as far as the US rate hike is concerned?
I haven't met or spoken to anyone who doesn't think it's a done deal. So I guess there's probably some complacency in the market that it's definitely going to happen. I think the Fed is caught in a bit of a two-way bind. Regardless of whether it thinks rates should be going up or not, it's now communicated so clearly that interest rates will rise in June that it sort of has to do it regardless of the underlying data. It's pegged itself into a bit of a corner there. Particularly as we've seen a little bit of softness in the US data starting to come through, a little bit of uncertainty, a little bit of a fall in consumer confidence and things. It could be that the Fed goes now and then we don't see anything else for the rest of the year.
Right. I mean, the other thing also in the US has been that call by Goldman Sachs that some of the FANG stocks, I'm not quite sure what the acronym now is, FAAMG and all the other sorts of funny things going on there, but basically tech stocks are possibly in a bubble?
I mean, I'm not sure that's a massive surprise to anyone. A lot of people have been saying it for a while. They just say it with kind of less gravitas than Goldman Sachs and less of a publication angle. The problem with these stocks is that they're so hard to value. When Facebook IPO'd and rapidly lost about half of its market capitalization as its share price fell, people were saying this business will never grow. They can't get advertising sorted. They can't understand what's going on. Now you look at Facebook and it's somewhere that has really sorted out the advertising revenues, really sorted out what it is, what its brand is, and what its business is. But the potential for growth is something that's still so hard to price, and that's true for Apple. It's true for Netflix. It's true for Google. And Amazon. So the idea that it's in a bubble just because maybe revenues aren't growing at quite the rate they were is something that has to be viewed in context of innovation. If you can create another step, another strut to your business, then maybe these valuations are justified.
But don't you have pressure as an investment manager? Don't you have pressure on from clients saying, well, look, we've got all this. The U.S. market's been dragged higher by the likes of Amazon and Facebook, and I'm not involved.
Yeah, it's a real problem. Particularly, I think we're fortunate, we're multi-asset managers, so only part of our investments are in the US equity market. Now, I think for a US active manager, it's been particularly difficult. A lot of people when they manage against the benchmark tend to underweight the largest stocks. So if they haven't been in the FANG stocks, they have really suffered. You know, I think when people start to ask questions, like you just said, you know, why aren't I in these stocks? I should definitely be in these stocks. That, I think, is probably more the beginnings of a bubble rather than the end of it. When you've got retail money starting to chase, starting to hear about these names on the street that are doing really well, I think that's probably when the warning signs are that a bubble could be growing. I'm not sure we're quite there yet.
Right, and obviously it's a shame that there's nothing in the UK which is really the equivalent of the tech stock sector, is it?
No, it's a bit disappointing, really. You know, Silicon Roundabout doesn't seem to be producing the kind of global leviathans that Silicon Valley does. So, you know, I guess we can keep hoping that something magical comes out, or we have to look across the pond and play there.
Well, maybe we're going to miss out on the forthcoming bubble bursting there in the US, and so that will do us a favour. But in the meantime, Ben Kumar, Investment Manager at Seven Investment Management, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks.